On a still, silent night outside a small desert town, God's gift of unspeakable joy, his only son, Jesus Christ, came into the world. Only a few had any idea that this amazing miracle had taken place. But those few who did know could not keep it to themselves. They simply had to spread the news.
Must have been sometime about close to midnight. A big old guy kept knocking at my door. He said his wife was about to have a baby, and she just couldn't travel anymore. I said the rooms have all been rented out, but they'd find shelter out there in the barn. They could find some blankets in a stable. At least they would be dry and safe from harm.
Come and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this since I've been on this farm. Those strangers acting out here have a baby in their arms. Come and see what's happening in the barn.
Sometime before dawn I was awakened. Light was flooding through my window pane. Star as bright as moonlight was shining, and pretty music I could not explain. And so I ran downstairs to have a look around. I tell you, I could not believe my eyes. A crowd had gathered all around the baby, and they were talking about God's big surprise.
Come and see what's happening in the barn. I've seen nothing like this.
Shepherd said that they'd been on the hillside, telling stories just to stay awake. The baby lambs were sleeping near the campfire. The ewes were huddled by a stone fence gate. And so
the skies seemed to open wide,
with light and sound that they could hardly bear. And what this war were angels singing chorus. You'll find the new Messiah over there.
Of years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Isaiah had foretold the coming of the Lord. He'd said that a virgin would bear a son who would be called Emmanuel. and that holy child would be God's Word incarnate. That baby would actually be the gospel of God in human form. Who would have thought that Mary would be the very first one to carry the gospel? Fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. He came to connect with the deep need in every human soul, to fill the longing in every human heart. He came to meet us in his humanity and at the same time to touch us with his deity. For this small child on a bed of straw was the King of Kings, Emmanuel, which literally means God with us. Thank you. That was. All of creation seemed to be holding its breath, standing on tiptoe, holding out its arms to welcome its new Redeemer. A quiet joy filled Mary's heart as she beheld her new son, while heaven itself bent down to wrap them in the beauty of love and light. Prince of Heaven, the King of Kings, the lullaby that flowed from Mary and Joseph's heart was one of wonder and love.
Here is a stable, silent and warm, God's gift from heaven.
night, very near where the child was born, some shepherds had been staying out in the fields, keeping watch all night over their sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared before those shepherds, shining with the glory of God, and they were terrified. But the angels broke through their fear with a message that would forever change their lives. The coming of the Christ child on that long ago night transformed a rough stable into a place of light. And all who were there, all who saw him, were changed just by being in his presence. They were filled with joy and hope. This change, this transformation is still happening to any and all of us who will invite him into our hearts. For he still brings with him the same light and joy. And
there in the hay, Mary laid you, and Joseph kept you warm. You just arrived, and with your first cry, you fit right into their arms.
Incarnation, marvel and is miracle for the
Joy like the joy of a new baby. But this was not just any new baby. For though he looked just like an ordinary baby, there was nothing ordinary about him at all.
Well, no, yeah. With much anticipation and no joy. But to wait would for one remembering what Gabriel had to say of the shepherd by the Spirit, Mary would give birth. She'd welcome in this holy child.
Just a baby,
ordinary baby.
He was. Thank you.
This glorious Lord of ours was the heir to heaven's throne, an equal with God, and yet he stripped himself of all power, and he came to earth as a fragile baby to bring us the priceless gift of our salvation. This story of the stable and the star, the angels and the shepherds, the young mother laying her infant son on a bed of straw, is the opening chapter of God's greatest story. It has the power to move us to tears, to amaze us with its mercy, and in the end, to fill us with unspeakable joy.